We are told that you have some questions.
In the Western world, we find that 6 out of 10 marriages end up in divorces within a few years.
Out of ten marriages.
Yes. If 10 marriages are performed in the Western world, uh-huh. and especially in England,
only 6 are successful.
Only 6 are successful. The other 4 uh-huh. end up in divorce within a year.
They are separated.
And the result is that there are so many delinquent children are on the increase in the Western world. The marriage is no more hasn't got the same bond as it used to be. I was wondering if you have got any message which Harinay Maharaj could publish and it could be distributed in the Western world. How these people could be stopped from divorcing and so that they could remain together. Because we feel that they are very much on the material platform, sense gratification, and once they get tired of the other partner, they want to leave the other partner straight away. Because they have got no God consciousness in them left.
In Bhagavatam, it is mentioned how the society is going on and how it should go. Dharmasya jhapavargasya natthathaya upakalpate natthasya dharmikantasya kamulabhaya vishyata kamasya nendriyapriti labhu jivita javata jivusya tattujigyasa natthu jastriya karma bhi. The arrangement and the system of our life, how it should be and how it is going on at present. Dharma artha kam. There are 3 folds of end. Dharma artha kam moksha. We will take this 4 also. The 4th fold ends of life. Kam means sense pleasure. Then artha means to collect energy. What can be converted into sense pleasure. Dharma means duty, and mukti means to get liberation from the present and desirable life. 4th fold ends of life. Someone must follow any of these. The worst class, the lowest class are called sense pleasure. Dharmasya jhapavarkasya. Srimad Bhagavatam says that dharma, that duty, must be set in such a way that it will take to liberation. No artha arthaya upakalpate, but at present duty is set in such a way that to earn maximum money. No artha arthaya upakalpate. That money earning is not the end, is not the aim of our duty. Atmathasya dharmaikantasya kamulabhaya vishita. And the money should be utilized to help the duty and not to purchase sense pleasure. And sense pleasure, sense connection with the material world, that is not for sense pleasure, but it should be guided in such a way that we can as we can keep our health well, we shall have material connection, so much so that we shall have a good body and good mind. So, Bhagavatam says that at present we fix our duty to earn maximum money, and with that money we enjoy ourselves and we distribute them to others. We think that we are doing best duty, but it should not be so. Only we shall take the help from the material world so much as to keep our body fit. And with the fitness of the body we shall earn money. And the money should be utilized to help our duty, to discharge our duty. And the duty should be so placed that it will take me to liberation. This should be. The varnasram is also meant for such. Srimad Bhagavatam says, dharma sunishthita punshan vishyakshena katha suja nupadai jadirati samayi mani keva. The duties are directed in varnasram, a brahman, khatriya, vaishya, shudra, and brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas. If this system helps us to go to attain Krishna bhakti, then it is all right. But if it fails to take us to that goal, then it is asura vatnasam, a failure in vatnasam. Dharma sunishthita punsang vishyakshena katha suja nupadai jadigatim samaye bahi kevalam. I have perfectly performed my duties, but it did not produce any attachment, any devotion to Vishnu. Then this is all failure, it is in vain. So, in Bhagavad Gita also we find, by our past karma, wherever we are floated, come. Yadapravitir bhutanam jena sarvamidam tatam sakarmana tamadvacca siddhin bindi. Yadapravitir bhutanam jena sarvamidam tatam. The power, the all-pervading power that has taken me, carried me to my present position, if from that position, by our own energy, our karma, we try to satisfy him, then we are going up. Yadapravrittir-bhutanam jena sarvamidam tatam. The energy, the power which has given me this position and which is all around me, always, sarvamidam tatam. Sakarmana tamabhat. By my own duty, by my own activity, I must revere, I must show my respect to that power which is all around. Siddhi Vinda, then if I can begin my life in this way, my gratitude to the power that has given me such elevated position, and that with that power that is given to me, utilize it for his service, then I will get promotion. Siddhi Vindeto, I shall go to my goal in Bhagavad Gita. Jat karoshi jatasnasi jat dhoshi jata jat tavashis tatkurishya madappanam. Whatever you come across, you meet, try to devote it for my satisfaction and you will make progress gradually. In this way, that this is possible only when we can find some fine gain in our life. Our hope, our prospect in the higher world, if we can come across that, then only it is possible to control us from this self-gratification stage of our life, to save us. So, preaching is necessary from all sides, whether he be a Christian or a Mohammedan or a Hindu, everyone must be common here, or a Buddhist, that to submit to sensualism, that can never be any higher standard of life. Self-control is necessary. But what for? Self-control? That's to work out our salvation from the defective area in which we are living at present. Bhagavad Gita says, Janma Mrityu Jarabhyadhi Dukkha Dushamana Darsanam. There are the intelligence or reason of three kinds classified: sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. Sattvic intelligence, that higher reasoning, will read the environment in such a way where there is birth, there is death, there is disease, and there is infirmity, there cannot be happiness. If we have got such keen eye to read the environment, and it is possible only when we get that higher reasoning, that this is not a good place to live. We must seek a higher sphere to have our life. This sattvic intelligence can help us. Another thing, which is the basis of Vaishnavism, Bhagavad Dharma. What I told, this is Varnasrama. Varnasrama. By good karma, we are gradually coming to such adaptability. But Bhagavad Dharma is another peculiar type. That is based on our taste, not by intelligence or calculation or karma, nothing. That is sukriti, ruchi. Wherever I may be, I may not be a Brahmin, but I may be a Chandal. But if I can collect a little bit of my taste for the Leela of Krishna, or Vishnu, Narayana, and with the help of that, if we come in the association of the sadhus and develop my taste towards him, whoever I may be, or whatever position I may be in, I can have a direct promotion towards the Lord. Anyone, maybe a lecturer, or maybe a chandal, anyone may he be, but taste, ruchi, taste, sraddha. And with sadhu sangha, he may go to Vaikuntha. Whereas this qualified Brahmin, he may have to go down to us, if he cannot have any taste towards Narayana or Vishnu. So Mahaprabhu, if you have gone through Charitanya Charitamrita, when he asked Raya Ramananda, Sadhya Sadhana Tattva, what is our destination and how to attain that? Please explain this. Ramananda first came out with Varnasrama conception. Varnasrama Charvata, Purushina Parapuman, Vishnu Radhati Pantha, Nanatattu Sukarana. By faithfully practicing the duties that are giving class in Varnashram Dharma, a Brahmin Kshatriya Vaishya Shudra, by discharging his own respective duties, they can go forward. Mahaprabhu told Sri Chaitanya Dev, this is also superficial. Go deeper, deeper. Then Ramananda came out. Krishna karmatpam sattva sadhya sa. If whatever duty we do, if we have direct connection, Varnashram has got a relation with Narayana in a indirect way. But if one be of direct conscious to offer his karma to Narayana, then his life is more successful. Jat karoshi, whatever you do it for him. It is also a custom in our country that whatever deity we worship, either Durga or Shiva, kṛtai tat karma phalam śrī kṛṣṇāya samarpitam astu. Take some water in the hand and we offer all the consequences to Krishna. For him, the result of the puja, home, yoga, sraddha, whatever it may be, it should be offered to Krishna, to the center. So we must be consciously do that, direct. That is Ramananda told, jat karoshi yadasnasi yad. Mahaprabhu told, eho bajjo, this is also superficial. Go deeper. Then Ramananda, sarvadharmam parityajya mamekam, karma tyag. We, mamekam saranam jena. Completely dissociate with you, with the duties, duties that are the duties that you think that is proper to you in your present position. Give up all duties and prepare to come to God exclusively. All eliminating, come forward towards God. Sarvadharmam parityajya mamekam. In Bhagavatam Sahagari Bhagunam Devasa, Mayadishnana Pishakam, Dharmam Samutajya Jasarva, Mang Haji Sacha Sattama. The duties that are ordered by me in the Shastra for different stages, if one, that is a constitutional method of progress, but give them up and take the way, the path of revolution. Give up everything and come to me and I shall protect you.